听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 8, Inequality in Society. Warming up. Now you will listen to a monologue. Listen carefully and complete the following statements with the information you hear.
I'm not going to quit. Never. I want to be clear on this point. Though I face discrimination as a minority, I will never give in to pressure to stop trying my best to succeed. Many people don't want to give me a chance because I'm black. Many others don't think I'm strong just because I'm a woman. And still, others want to push me out of the workforce because I'm over 60 years old. All my life, I've had to work harder than others to prove myself as capable to do quality work. And through perseverance, I showed I was capable. I rose to the highest levels of my profession. But it wasn't easy, at least not as easy as it would have been if I had been a man or a member of the majority race. I'm very proud of my accomplishments, and I hope to teach others to follow in my footsteps.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1.
Yes, the American Civil War ended slavery in the U.S. However, problems still exist there for black people.
Yeah, true. Still, there have been a lot of advances which have improved their situation.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Two.
Besides music and religion, what has been the cultural impact of our people?
Well, let's see. Black people have contributed mightily to the arts, especially literature. Oh, and we've made ourselves known in politics, too.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Three.
I've read about towns that are exclusively black, where life is extremely difficult. Do these really exist in the U.S.?
No, not really. Not anymore. Yeah, there were places like that, especially after the Civil War. But now society is more or less integrated.
Question. What do we know from the conversation?
Four.
So, how is the job hunt coming along, Ma? Got any hot leads on anything?
Nah, no one wants to hire an old woman like me. I don't know why I bother trying to look for anything anymore. It's no use.
Question. Why does the woman think it's no use?
Five.
Before I started meeting white people, I didn't know that I was black.
Yes, that's understandable. We understand ourselves in relationship to other people. With no one around to tell me what color I am, I wouldn't know that I'm any different from you.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Six.
The road to the top was difficult for me, in a wheelchair, but I'm finally here. I've made it.
Congratulations. We're all very proud of you. You've worked very hard to get where you are, and, well, I think it's just great.
Question. How did the man get to where he is?
Seven.
New numbers show that racism and discrimination against racial minorities is down.
That's all fine and good, but I think people overlook discrimination against old people. Every single day, I worry about losing my job to a younger person.
Question. What does the man worry about?
Eight.
Look at all these creams in your bathroom. Why? Do you expect these products to make you look young?
Don't ridicule me for that. Being young in this society is very important, you know. And yeah, sure, I'd like to look younger.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
9.
Could you please shut the door on the way out? This is a private meeting. You're free to go home.
You want me to leave the office? Why? Is it because I'm a woman? I'll have you know it's illegal to discriminate on the basis of sex.
Question. Where is the conversation probably taking place?
Ten.
I thought you might not hire me because I'm black. I'm glad that's not what happened.
I'm sure you've had bad experiences, maybe at school or maybe in your hometown, but I think you'll find that we are not racists in this company. Question. What is the probable relationship between the speakers? 10. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. Excuse me, miss. Your manager was supposed to meet me here at 6. Could you give me his home number so I can find out what's happened?
Miss?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. Could you please give me his phone number?
I'm the manager here.
I...
A female manager. Not what you expected?
Before coming here, I was briefed about Asian cultures. I was under the impression that women in this country were mostly in the background, taking care of the home and the family. I'm sorry, I didn't expect a woman to hold the highest position in the company. Well, maybe in England or the U.S., but not here.
Honestly, female managers might not be as common as male, and it's more difficult for us, but you're from the U.K., right? I understand women have trouble getting top jobs, reach a glass ceiling, in your country as well, don't they?
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What misunderstanding occurs at the start of the conversation? 2. What surprises the man? 3. What can be inferred from the conversation? 4. What does the woman think? 5. Where is the conversation probably taking place? 6. Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. There is a lot of injustice in the world. Inequalities of many different sorts. And the most extreme form of injustice is slavery. Beginning in the 16th century, a public and racially based type of slavery was established when Europeans began importing slaves from Africa to the New World. An estimated 11 million people were taken from Africa during the transatlantic slave trade. By the mid-19th century, the slave population in the U.S. had risen to more than 4 million, although slave imports had been banned from 1809. Following the rise in public outcry, Britain outlawed slavery in its colonies in 1833, and France did the same in 1848. During the American Civil War, slavery was abolished in the Confederacy by the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, which was decreed by President Abraham Lincoln. Brazil was the last country to abolish slavery, doing so in 1888. Official policy notwithstanding, slavery continues to exist in many parts of the world. Many contemporary slaves are women and children, forced into prostitution, or working at hard labor or in sweatshops. Debt bondage is common, affecting millions of people, and slaves are still often traded for material goods.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the passage about? 2. How many Africans were taken in the transatlantic slave trade? 3. When was the importation of slaves banned in the U.S.? 4. What was the last country to outlaw slavery? 5. What can be inferred from the passage?
6. Understanding a radio program. Task 1. Now you will hear a recording. Listen carefully and complete the following sentences with the word groups provided according to what you hear. Each word group will be used no more than once, and two will be left unused.
Louisa Kroll and Allison Fass led a team of 30 Forbes reporters who ranked the world's wealthiest for this week's Billionaires issue.
A billion just isn't what it used to be. There are now 793 billionaires. 3 years ago, there were only 476.
For the 12th straight year, Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the world's richest man with $50 billion. Investor Warren Buffett trails in second with a meager $42 billion.
I think for a cover, we have...
Newcomers include cover boy Calvin Ayer, a Canadian who's built a billion-dollar online gambling empire, and K.P. Singh, who owns the real estate under many Indian companies that are outsourcing centers. India now has 23 billionaires.
Almost half of the world's billionaires are right here in the U.S., 371 to be exact, and between them, locked in the bank vaults, are assets worth well over $1 trillion.
Martha Stewart fell off the list this year, but Donald Trump is still on it. He's number 278.
Is it easier to make $1 billion now? There are more billionaires.
I think it's probably easier now than ever before, yeah.
And why is that?
Because there are more ways to do it.
So I thought I'd try and design something better.
British vacuum inventor James Dyson has literally sucked up his fortune. India's Tulsi Tanti made his out of thin air by building Asia's largest wind farm.
It's good to be on the list.
Billionaire Ronald Lauder, heir to his mother Estée Lauder's cosmetics fortune and founder of New York's Noy Gallery, says even for him, looking at the list can get depressing.
Why? Because some people in their 30s are worth at least $10 billion. Hey.
The world's youngest billionaire is now Hind Hariri, daughter of slain Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. She's only 22. Around the world, Louisa Kroll says the biggest fortunes aren't growing as fast.
So we're not going to have a trillionaire anytime soon?
No, I don't think so. I don't even think we're going to have a 100 billionaire anytime soon.
49 countries are now home to at least one billionaire. Membership in the club may be spreading, but it's still not easy to get in the door.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Cause and effect.
1.
Our relationship is over. I mean, my girlfriend and I.
Any reasons?
The reason is another man.
Oh, that's too bad.
2.
John, I'm sorry. The air tickets for the National Day are sold out.
Really? I didn't expect that.
It's possible because everyone wants to travel during the holiday weekend.
I should have booked the tickets in advance.
3.
I see many teachers have quit teaching to work in companies recently.
Why is that?
It's obvious, for higher pay.
If that's the case, I can only feel sorry for them. Aim and purpose.
1.
I'm going to take an English class next week. It's a 3-month course, 3 times a week.
How come? You've already got your master's degree, haven't you?
Everybody should keep learning to keep pace with the times.
You're right. I should learn something in my spare time, too.
Two.
Mom, can I put the battery here?
No, dear. It's too close to the bathtub.
What's wrong with that?
Batteries must be kept in dry places in case electricity leaks.
Three.
Why did the woman shout so loudly?
She shouted loudly for people's attention. She intended to get as much support as possible from onlookers.
For what reason?
She believed the man had overcharged her.
Speaking practice. Get out, Grandma. Now listen to a conversation and give a speech in response to the questions asked. Your speech should be no shorter than 20 sentences. Write out your speech before delivering it in front of your classmates.
Let's pop in here for lunch. It's raining and I'm hungry.
That sounds like a good idea. I am tired from walking all day. I sure could do with a rest.
I'm sorry, ladies. There aren't any seats available right now.
What do you mean? There isn't a single customer in this restaurant. Look at all those free tables.
Sorry, ma'am. Those tables are reserved.
Reserved?
That's right. They're being saved for customers who'll come in later.
I don't think that's likely at all.
Sorry, ma'am.
Can we order takeout then?
Sure you can.
That'll do. We'll just eat our meals at the counter.
Oh, I'm afraid you can't do that.
Why not?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. We serve a very exclusive group of customers. I'm afraid that you just wouldn't fit in here. Having you here would just scare away our regular guests. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
Listening and speaking.
Task 1. Fill in the following table.
There have been numerous strange ideas circulating around lately, spoken of on the news, printed in the opinion pages of newspapers, and spoken on the street. Of all these ideas, one stands out as terribly bizarre. Some people say that women should not be allowed to vote. People with this idea justify it in strange ways. Sometimes they say that having women vote is a waste of energy, and that women should save their energies for taking care of their children. And at other times, people say that voting takes women out of the home. Women should cook, clean, and do other womanly things. As I said, this idea is bizarre, and I think something differently. My idea is that women should be able to vote. First, society should be fair. If men can vote and women cannot, how is this fair to women? Next, women should enjoy representation. They are half of society, and having the right to vote would serve that purpose. And finally, if women have votes, candidates will try to do things that help women. We will then get leaders that care about women's issues.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Listen to the following recording and imitate the speaker.
Look at time the other way. Each day is an eternity of over 86,000 seconds. During each second, the number of distinct molecular function going on within the human body is comparable to the number of seconds in the estimated age of the cosmos. A few seconds are long enough for a revolutionary idea, a startling communication, a baby's conception, a wounding insult, a sudden death. Depending on how we think of them, our lives can be infinitely long or infinitely short.
Supplementary listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
There are terrorist organizations in the U.S., groups made up of Americans?
I'm afraid so, but you probably wouldn't see them if you visited the country. I, for one, have never seen a terrorist. Still, sometimes you hear about these groups, the Ku Klux Klan, for one.
Oh, I think I've heard of that group, the CCC.
No, the KKK.
Okay, maybe I haven't heard of them at all. What do they do?
Beatings, bombings, some killings.
Killings?
Mostly of minorities, blacks mostly, but gays and foreigners.
Foreigners?
Don't worry. Like I said, you probably wouldn't see them if you spent 100 years visiting the country.
A small group, then?
Now, but it was larger before. It started in the 1860s, not long after the Civil War. Then it went away around 1870, came back in 1915. In 1920, membership grew to its highest point, 4 million. Nowadays, it probably has a couple of thousand members.
You know a lot about this group. Are you a member?
Don't even think that. In the U.S., it's only the lowest, most despicable people who are members of the KKK. Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What are the speakers talking about? 2. What is the main target for the KKK? 3. What happened just before the start of the KKK? 4. When did KKK membership hit its peak? 5. What can we infer from the conversation? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices. Natasha Sievers, a fifth-year engineering student at the University of Florida, comes from a blue-collar family. Her dad drives a bus, and her mother works at a department store. To finish college, Sievers had to borrow money and apply for grants. She works 15 hours a week in the office of a carpet cleaning firm. She is hoping to go to graduate school, but will probably work first in construction as a civil engineer. Nowadays, the number of black women who enroll in colleges has greatly increased. This has helped narrow the gap between the number of black and white students in the United States. Black women more often come from poorer families than black men, and nearly half the black women college students of the 1990s are first-generation college students. Blacks accounted for 10% of undergraduates in 1994, up from 8.8% a decade earlier, the Institute said. Blacks account for 14.3% of the college-age population, all students aged between 18 and 24. By contrast, whites account for 73% of students. The data found a 55% rise in bachelor's degrees awarded to black women between 1976 and 1994. Among white women, there was a 35% increase in bachelor's degrees.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. What is the passage about? 2. What can we infer from the passage? 3. What do we know has increased a lot? 4. In 1984, what percentage of undergrads were black? 5. The increase in graduation for black women was 20% more than what other group?
Task 3. Now you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 1 to 7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 8 to 10, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
In the fall of 1951, during my first week at North Carolina College, the chairman's wife stopped me one day in the hall. She wanted to see me, she said. When I went to her office, she greeted me with a big smile. "You know," she said, "you got the highest mark in the verbal part of the examination." She was referring to the examination that the entire freshman class took upon entering the college. In spite of her smile, her eyes and tone of voice were saying, "How could this black-skinned girl score so high? It must be some sort of fluke." I felt agitated, but I managed to smile my thanks and backed off. For here at North Carolina College, the faculty assumed light-skinned students were more intelligent. They were always a bit surprised when a dark-skinned student did well, particularly if she was a girl. When the grades for the first quarter came out, I had the highest average in the freshman class. The chairman's wife called me into her office again. She praised me for my grades. Then she took out a copy of the English final examination paper, and she asked me to take the exam over again. For a few moments, I knew rage so intense that I wanted to start punching her. I had seldom hated anyone so deeply. I handed the examination paper back to her and walked out.
Now the passage will be read again.
In the fall of 1951, during my first week at North Carolina College, the chairman's wife stopped me one day in the hall. She wanted to see me, she said. When I went to her office, she greeted me with a big smile. "You know," she said, "you got the highest mark in the verbal part of the examination." She was referring to the examination that the entire freshman class took upon entering the college. In spite of her smile, her eyes and tone of voice were saying, "How could this black-skinned girl score so high? It must be some sort of fluke." I felt agitated, but I managed to smile my thanks and backed off. For here at North Carolina College, the faculty assumed light-skinned students were more intelligent. They were always a bit surprised when a dark-skinned student did well, particularly if she was a girl. When the grades for the first quarter came out, I had the highest average in the freshman class. The chairman's wife called me into her office again. She praised me for my grades. Then she took out a copy of the English final examination paper. And she asked me to take the exam over again. For a few moments, I knew rage so intense that I wanted to start punching her. I had seldom hated anyone so deeply. I handed the examination paper back to her and walked out.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
In the fall of 1951, during my first week at North Carolina College, the chairman's wife stopped me one day in the hall. She wanted to see me, she said. When I went to her office, she greeted me with a big smile. "You know," she said, "you got the highest mark in the verbal part of the examination." She was referring to the examination that the entire freshman class took upon entering the college. In spite of her smile, her eyes and tone of voice were saying, "How could this black-skinned girl score so high? It must be some sort of fluke." I felt agitated, but I managed to smile my thanks and backed off. For here at North Carolina College, the faculty assumed light-skinned students were more intelligent. They were always a bit surprised when a dark-skinned student did well, particularly if she was a girl. When the grades for the first quarter came out, I had the highest average in the freshman class. The chairman's wife called me into her office again. She praised me for my grades. Then she took out a copy of the English final examination paper, and she asked me to take the exam over again. For a few moments, I knew rage so intense that I wanted to start punching her. I had seldom hated anyone so deeply. I handed the examination paper back to her and walked out.